After experiencing the transformative power of a regular meditation practice, it's natural to feel inspired to share this gift and guide others on their own journey of discovery through meditation. Join Buddhist teacher David Nichtern and Duncan Trussell, comedian and creator of the Netflix animated series The Midnight Gospel, for a free online event on Tuesday, May 7th at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. They'll discuss the profound practices of mindfulness in Dharma Moon's renowned mindfulness meditation teacher training program. Get certified by Dharma Moon to teach meditation, lead group practice sessions, and work with individual students. Visit dharmamoon.com/beherenow for more info and to reserve your spot for the free online event with David Nichtern and Duncan Trussell.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. With social gatherings picking up now that spring is here, it can be easy to ignore your social battery and spread yourself thin. So what's the right amount of socializing for you? Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. It's a great way to build relationship skills, figure out your goals, and so much more. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/BeHereNow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BeHereNow.
Look at yourself and try to figure out why you can't do what you want to do. What's holding you back? You have to solve that problem. You have to deal with those issues. Maybe it's self-loathing, maybe it's self-doubt, maybe it's all kinds of things. Programs that are running that we're not aware of. So that's why the repetition of the name is such a good practice.
Welcome to the Krishnadas Pilgrim Heart Hour. In this podcast, Krishnadas shares his warm-hearted and down-to-earth path to the divine. If you are interested in supporting Krishnadas' podcast, please go to BeHereNowNetwork.com/KD.
Nim Karo. Iram de ram de de ram, Iram de ram de che ram, Iram de ram de de 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 ram, Om Namo
Is there anywhere we can hear you chant the Vinaya Chalisa? No, because I've never, I read it in English. I don't chant it in Hindi. Although I can, I've done it many times. As of this point, there's no recording of that. And the reason I do that is because English is my native language. And the Vinaya Chalisa is, it's not necessarily a mantric practice like the Hanuman Chalisa. It's a hymn of praise and describing Maharaji and talking about Maharaji and connecting directly with Maharaji. And so I like, in other words, it's very conceptual. And so it's a slightly different thing. Although in India they sing it, but in India, Hindi is their native language. So here I just felt that, I just feel that it helps me to repeat it, to read it in English to myself. So there's no recording of that at this point, but maybe I'll do that at some point. Okay? Who is in the far right photo as seen on the screen next to and beneath Siddhima? Well, that's, well, directly below Siddhima's picture is Siddhima. This is Siddhima when she was much younger. It's reflecting somehow, hold on. Maybe I can. And that was taken in 87, I think. And next to her, on either side of her, so here, this is Vindhyavasini Durga Devi. This is the murti of the goddess Durga in Kinchi that Maharaji had made and installed and created a Durga temple in the summer of 72. That's also the temple that he made me the priest, the pujari of for a while. And then next to Siddhima here is Mrs. Tiwari, K.C. Tiwari's wife and my Indian mother. She took such good care of me, and Mr. and Mrs. Tiwari, the whole family is my family. I'm the oldest brother, their oldest son. They took me in like that, and it saved my life. Yeah. She was one of the great, great beings, just beautiful, beautiful ma, extraordinary. And she and K.C. Tiwari were together for many, many, many years. Julia Roberts has said that seeing a picture of Maharaji inspired her to convert. I don't like that word convert, but you mean to get involved with Indian stuff, with the Maharaji. Any thoughts, insights on the matter, or have you heard similar? I hear that all the time. Julia's not the only one. Many people see Maharaji's pictures and just go, who is that? And then they have to know more about him, and they get into it. And don't think that we're doing it. He's doing it. He's calling us. He's pulling us. So I hear stories like that all the time. See his picture or have a dream of him or have some kind of experience. He's a very busy guy. Are chanting and doing kirtan considered the same? Yes and no. I mean, kirtan, I believe, is considered basically the names of God, but you can also chant different types of mantras. Like I said before, there's mantras for everything. There's mantras for robbing banks. There's mantras for finding buried treasure. There's mantras for controlling snakes. There's mantras for becoming president of the United States. All kinds of mantras. But kirtan, Namaksan kirtan, is the chanting of the names, which is only good for one thing, finding real love. It's not good for controlling other people. It's not good for getting rich. It's not good for anything except finding real love and connecting deeply to our own true nature. Let's see, it said that desire is what keeps us incarnating into form. What about the desire for God and liberation? Does that keep us stuck too? From our point of view, we think we have the desire to find God and to liberate ourselves from suffering. That is a positive desire that creates no negativity. It does not limit us in any way. But that's only our point of view as incarnate egos, as beings that are attached to the physical body and the emotions and the thoughts. We identify with those things. So we think we're doing this. We think it's my desire. But actually, it's your soul which is pulling you into yourself. It's your soul that's pulling you, and we experience that as our desire to find real love or to be free of suffering or whatever. So it's just it's a question of where you're sitting as to how you see it. We have a very limited view of things, a totally subjective view of the universe. We think we're doing everything. You know, good luck. It doesn't seem to really be that way. So, like I said, it's basically just how your point of view. And without the desire or the longing to be free, or you won't plant the seeds for destroying the suffering. If you didn't have hunger, you wouldn't plant the seeds to grow food. So that hunt of hunger is not necessarily bad, because these bodies have to eat, these bodies have to breathe, etc. And in these bodies, like the other question said, our karma created these bodies to satisfy the unfinished, to finish the business that we've been involved in previous incarnations. So they say. Personally, I don't know, but that's what they say. You would like to hear the story about Maharaja when someone saw him larger than life, life size? Yeah, this was Dada Mukherjee and his wife, Didi. Maharaja was at their house. Mr. Tiwari was there with them, and Tiwari and Maharaja were in his room. And at one point, they came out of the room and were standing in the hall, and Dada and Didi looked, and they saw Maharaja. He had taken his dhoti and tied it around his waist, and then it was hanging out like a tail in the back. And he was so tall, he couldn't get through the door. He was almost as tall as the ceiling. And the energy was extraordinary. And Dada and Didi experienced Maharaja as Hanuman at that point. The funny thing is, they didn't think that Tiwari knew what was going on, but Tiwari always knew what was going on. He was very sneaky. He never showed himself, but he used to say, he keeps my head cool. So Tiwari was able to just act like normal when he was like standing next to this big monkey. So these things happen quite often. In fact, maybe that's not even the story. Also, the story about the Vinaya Chalisa is the same. This gentleman who heard of Maharaja in Vrindavan came to see him. Shankar Dayal Sharma was his name. He didn't know anything about Maharaja, but he heard about him, so he came to have darshan, and Maharaja threw him out right away. And he was very upset. He was shaken up by that. He was like very kind of freaked out. So, and he goes home and he walks in his house and he sees this huge monkey standing in the doorway. And he literally lost his mind. And for over a year, I think, he was in a mental hospital. And when he came out of the hospital, he had all these tiny little pieces of paper where he'd scribbled things. And it turned out it was each little scribble was like a verse of a hymn that he was composed by him or through him while he was in the hospital. And the weird thing is that it describes Maharaja perfectly, when this guy didn't know anything about Maharaja. He didn't know anything. You wander just distributing alms. He describes Maharaja perfectly. And so then he wrote out the hymn or printed it out or something, and he comes back to the temple, and Maharaja's sitting there, and he offers it to Maharaja, and Maharaja crumples it up and throws it in the corner and goes in and leaves the guy standing there. Siddhima saw that. So she went out to see what was on that paper, and it was the Vinaya Chalisa. Without that, we would not have that Vinaya Chalisa. Very Strange are the workings of the Lord. Someone's asking me if I meditate. Please tell me about meditation. Should I do it or just chanting? Excuse me. Chanting is meditation. Anything we do to calm our asses down could be called meditation. Meditation doesn't have to be sitting cross-legged like that with your back aching and you flipped out because you can't control your mind. That's only one little way to do it. There's a million different types of meditation. Chanting, the repetition of the name, is a meditative practice. It's a particular type of meditative practice. It's not the same as watching your breath. It's not the same as focusing on your third eye. It's not the same as whatever, but it is meditation. However, so one time I said to Siddhi Ma, I said, Ma, you know, should I meditate or should I chant? Same question. And she said, well, what do you like to do? So the idea that what I would like to do was also what I should do or could do was shocking to me because my mother never told me that. Don't do that. So sorry, Mom. But anyhow, don't think about it so much. It's all the same. Anything that you do to bring your mind back from Nunu land and dreamland is a good thing. The guru in the jungle that helped you with your willpower, what was it? I'm having a lot of trouble finding that will within. The guru in the jungle was the old yogi that I knew who was 163 at that time. He died, I think, left the body a year or so ago in his 180s. What he showed me was that I was not using my will. I was not living fully. I wasn't going after the things that I myself wanted. I was just like, oh, well, whatever. I wasn't feeding my soul and I wasn't feeding my heart. I wasn't doing what was necessary to get to find what I wanted in life. He showed me that. He showed me that I wasn't using my will. And he showed me that there's not worldly life and spiritual life. As far as I'm concerned, we have one life at a time. What we do with it is what we do with it. Oh, can you hear the rain? Big rain. So when you're hungry, you go to the refrigerator, you grab some vegan cheese and some gluten-free bread and some eggless mayonnaise and you make yourself a sandwich and you put it in your mouth. That's using your will to satisfy a desire, the desire to eat, hunger. That's perfectly natural, right? But I wasn't using my will in a constructive way to free myself of the stories and the programs that were causing me suffering. I wasn't doing any practice. I wasn't doing any, I wasn't working on myself. I was crippling myself. And when I saw that, it was really powerful for me because he showed me so clearly what he was seeing in me. So you just look at yourself and try to figure out why you can't do what you want to do. What's holding you back? You have to solve that problem. You have to deal with those issues. Maybe it's self-loathing, maybe it's self-doubt, maybe it's all kinds of things. Programs that are running that we're not aware of. So that's why the repetition of the name is such a good practice. Because the way Maharaji says, he said, repeat the name whether you feel good or you feel bad whether you're tired, whether you're angry, whether you have any feeling of devotion or not, do it. Because just doing it gradually will purify the thoughts, will purify the heart. And then one day the real call will come out of your heart, come from your heart, and you will be free when that real call comes. We're not really doing it. We're trying to do it, but we don't own ourselves, so we can't give ourselves totally to it. We're all over the place. We're distracted. So that's a little bit about will. I'm sorry, I don't know my Narasingh prayer. I'm going to sing Hanuman Chalisa. There are prayers to Narasingh Maharaj, Narasingh Avatar, but I don't know them. But they'll be doing them that day. There is a form of Hanuman called Panchamukhi Hanuman, five-face Hanuman. I got them up here somewhere. Oh, can you see over here? I don't think you can see very clearly. Right here. Panchamukhi Hanuman, five face. He has five face. It's a tantric form of Hanuman. One face is the monkey, the first, the main face. But then there's the face of the lion, Narasingh. There's the face of Garuda, with the eagle, the vehicle of Vishnu, who's a fierce demon killer. And then there's the boar, avatar, varaha. And then there's the horse, the ghora, another form of Vishnu. So five faces, Hanuman, very powerful. And there's mantras to him, very powerful mantras. But you got to do them, otherwise they're not powerful. Who is the man above Siddhima? That's Hariyakan Maharaj, the original Adi Hariyakan Maharaj, who lived in the area, the same area that Maharaji later showed up in the Kumaon Hills, in the area around Nainital, Almora, Haldwani. He left the body in the 30s. And he was a very great siddha, a very great yogi. And he was, you've heard me talk about K.K. Shah. He was K.K. Shah's father's guru. And when Maharaji came to KK's house the very first time and met his father, met KK's father, he said to him, take me to the room where Hariyakan Baba used to hide. Now, there was a room in KK's house that was kept empty because Hariyakan Baba used to go in there for months at a time and nobody would know where he was and he would be, who knows what he'd be doing. And they would feed him and take care of him, but nobody knew he was there. And nobody even knew there was a room, but Maharaji knew. And when they got into the room, Maharaji looked at KK's father and he said, you're still doing the mantra he gave you? Nobody knew that Hariyakan Baba had given KK's father a mantra. So and Maharaji has Hariyakan Baba's picture in the temple in Kenchi, and there's many people believe that Neem Karoli Baba was the next body for Hariyakan Baba. So, well, you know, time's up. Do I chant on beads? Yes, sometimes. Most of the time, sometimes. Every day, a little bit. Somebody wants to know if I ever thought of releasing a karaoke album. What would that mean? I mean, with music and background vocals, but no lead. You would like to purchase it for training. Let me think about that. That might be fun to do. So there would be no lead vocals. So why would I? I wouldn't be on it? Is that what you're saying? Thanks. Would one ever get completely free of falling into the movie of me? I've noticed I've been catching myself sooner than I used to. That's part of the movie. That's a storyline, isn't it? I don't go all the way through the whole trip, but I just wonder if I'll ever be free of that. Nah. Don't worry about it. Just keep coming back whenever you notice that you're gone. Come back. Keep the mantra going all day long inside if you can. Okay, that's it for now. Where did the time go today? What happened? Very strange.
Charan Saroja Raja Nijamanu Mukur Sudhar Varano Raghubhara Bimala Jasu Chodayaku Palachari Buddhin Tanu Janike Sumiram Pavan Kuma Siyara Balabudhi Vidya Dehu Mohi Haru Kalesh Bika Siyavara Ramachandra Pada Jaya Sharana Jaya Hanumana Gyana Guna Saga Jaya Kapisati Loka Puja Ramadutta Tulita Baladana Anjani Putra Pavana Sutanana Mahavira Bikram Bajarangi, Umati Nivar, Sumati Kesang, Kanchana Varana Viraja Subesa, Kanana Kundala Kanchita Kesa, Atbarur Dvaja Viraja, Nande Munja Jane Ursa, Shankar Suvan Kesari Nanda, Eja Pratapa Diyavan guni ati chatu Ram kaj kare bekhat Prabhu charitra suni bekhor siya Ram lakan sita man basi Sukshma rupa dar siya indika Kata rupa dar langa chara Vima rupa dar asura saha Sanivana Lakana Jiyaya Vira Govira Harashira Lai Raghupati Kini Bohut Barai Tumam Apriya Paratai Samabhai Sarasabadan Tumaro Jasaga Asakari Shripati Kantalaga Anakadika Brahmadi Munis The Sharad the Saita Ahis, Makuvera de Gapal Jahante, Kabiko Bidokai Sake Kahante, Mupakar Sugrivankina, Rama Melaya Rajapadadina, Marum Mantra Bibishanamana, Ankeshwara Bhai Sabajagajan. Sahasrajo jana parabana Yoyotai madura palajana Prabhu mudrika mele mukamahi Chaladilange gaye acharajanahi Durgam kaj jagat ke jete Sugamano garth mare te te Ramadwari tumara kavari zar sab sukla hai tumhari sharan mara chakkam ko dharan apan tej samaro aape tino loka hank ten kamp put pasashan kat nahi aave mahavir ravanam sunave Naseroga hare sabbir japat nirantara hamat bir sankatate hanuman churave nakam bachan dhyan jo lave sab pararam tapasvi raja tin ke kaj sakal tum saj aur manorat jo kovelave Soe amit jivan palapave Chano yuga paratapa tumhara He parasid jagat ujiyar Sadhu sant ke tum rakhwari Asura nikandana ram dular Ashta siddhino nidike datha Asvar dina Janki mata amarasayan tumare pas sadaraho ragupati ke das mare bhajan ram ko paave janam janam ke dukh bisarave ant kal ragubar pur jaye jahan janam hare vakt kahai aur devata chetan darai hanumat se sarv sukh kare sankat kate mithe sab phira jo sumere hanumat balbira je 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 hanuman gosai kripa karo guru dev ki nai jo sat baal paat kad koi Chitahi bandhi maha sukha hoi Joya vare hanuman chalisa Hoya siddhi sa ki gadisa Tulasi das sada hadi chera Ki jena thurdaya mandir Pavan tanaya sankata harana Mangala murti rupsi aram Sita sahita Hriday basav surabhupa Siyavara Ramachandra Padaje Sharanam Mangala Murthy Martha Nandan Sakala Mangala Moolanikan Mangala Murthy Martha Nandan Sakala Mangala Moolanikandan Katamochan Kripanidhan Jesse Aram J.J. Hanuman Sankatamochan Kripanidhan Niram J.J. Aram J.J. Ram 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 Jinam Jayaram Jayaram Jinam Jayaram Jayaram Jinam Jayaram Jayaram Jinam Jayaram Jayaram
If we know anything about path at all, it's only because of the great beings that have gone before us. Out of their love, out of their kindness, they left some footprints for us to follow. So, in the same way that they wish for us, in the same way that they wish for us, we wish that all beings everywhere, all of us, be safe, be happy, that all of us have good health and enough to eat. And may we all live in peace and at ease of heart with whatever comes to us in life. Namaste. Take good care. Be well. Come to some of these events, that are supporting Ukraine. And of course, there's so many places in the world where there's so much suffering, but there's war. People are being murdered and killed, and their houses have been blown up. It's just inconceivable that human beings would do that to each other. So, Ram Ram, be well. See you next week. Namaste.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. With social gatherings picking up now that spring is here, it can be easy to ignore your social battery and spread yourself thin. So what's the right amount of socializing for you? Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. It's a great way to build relationship skills, figure out your goals, and so much more. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/beherenow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/beherenow.